Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us on a Tuesday morning. It's muggy outside. It's muggy in the studio, which is unusual for us down here because usually you're freezing to death in here this morning. But we're happy that you're with us. Keeping an eye on a lot of things this morning, including the fact that, we just finished a special session. There might be another one. I don't know what to think about that. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone with us this morning. John, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you on. You know, I was just reading these comments about the fact that John Patterson, the House Speaker, is calling for Governor Kehoe to call for a new special session that I guess would go along with the veto session that they'll have, in August or September, that would focus just on property tax assessments. Wait a minute. I thought we just fixed property taxes with the so-called uneven caps we put in this big bill.
Yeah, I think the speaker is acknowledging the fact that what they all voted and agreed to just last week, after you and I spoke last Tuesday, they all voted for the stadium bailout bill. It included some language surrounding property taxes and freezing them or not freezing them for certain places, but then not for other places. And he recognizes the fact that's all going to prove to be unconstitutional and thrown out. And so he's trying to make up for that. And he's asking for a special session to be concurrent with the veto session. And the reason why you would have it be concurrent would be that the cost associated with having the legislators in Jefferson City would not be an additional cost. They're already going to be there. But veto session is all of about 2 days or 3 days.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to veto this governor, override the vetoes of this governor. So it's kind of silly, and he's just trying to make up for the fact that everybody in politics knows that what happened last week was a complete boondoggle. But it's been a week now, so the media swept it under the rug, and no one's talking about it. And when it's all said and done, if both the Kansas City teams decide to take us up on the offer, and it's no doubt the St. Louis Cardinals are going to take us up on the offer, that we're looking at a cost of over $2 billion directed towards our sports teams here in Missouri.
Yeah, $2 billion. I just want people to think of that for a moment, and then I want to read you the reaction from the owners out of the Kansas City Chiefs after they got this. They're still not happy. We're grateful, they said, for passing this legislation. It's important. There's still work to be done, and this enables the Chiefs to continue exploring potential options to consider remaining in Missouri. I mean, that is a pretty lukewarm response to a $1.5 or $2 billion tax incentive, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad they're responding that way. My answer to that is, please move to Kansas.
And
we'll save the money. The offer that Kansas has put in front of them is to cover 70% of the cost of constructing a new baseball and a new football stadium. So think about that. What the Chiefs have proposed in Missouri is to update the stadium at a cost of about $1.2 billion. All of these new football stadiums easily approach $2 billion in cost. So Kansas is willing to pay for 70% of that. And I'm pretty sure the Royals are leaving. The Royals want to be in a quote-unquote urban setting. They had a site in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, and it required the vote of the people for some property, sales tax addition, and they voted it down. Just like people don't know that in Jackson County, Missouri, where the Chiefs and Royals play, there was a ballot initiative to raise taxes, and the people that would benefit most directly by those sports teams, they voted it down. The Royals have bought land in Overland Park, what used to be the old Sprint campus. It's in a really affluent suburban area, And but the campus is large enough to house the stadium. So my bet's on the Royals definitely moving to Kansas. It's just a question of whether or not the Chiefs want to go over to the other side of the city and build a brand new stadium. It wouldn't surprise me if they did the same thing.
Wow. Let me switch gears with you here for a minute. I was talking about this earlier. I have been surprised, John, and you're one of the most conservative people that I know, that I talk to, and I highly respect your opinion on these issues. I have been surprised at the number of people who I consider very conservative, who have been highly, highly critical of Donald Trump and what and our support for Israel in this in what's going on with Iran, and they think that Donald Trump is dragging us into a war. And this is a guy that's been completely opposed to the idea of going to war with anybody. What's your take on it?
Well, I think that the movement, the MAGA movement that he started and is at the head of, is completely against the idea of any kind of ongoing wars and anywhere in the world, but particularly the Middle East. What was the Bush foreign policy that so many in so many in the Republican Party to this day still have this approach, the neoconservatives that really feel like no war is a bad war. There's a big part of Trump's supports, and myself included, that I don't want anything to do with an ongoing military engagement. So we'll see what happens. This is an opportunity for him to make a mistake in foreign policy and drag us into an ongoing war. But that hasn't happened yet, and I'm hopeful that it doesn't happen. But the idea that we would look abroad to try to solve other people's problems when it's very clear that the United States has got a long list of its own problems that it certainly has having a hard time funding the fix or even the desire to try to fix, it doesn't seem like that would be the top priority. But what's going on in the Middle East, it is what it is. In my personal opinion, it feels like Israel is pushing the agenda for the here and now. Trump doesn't like to be led. He likes to be the leader. So we'll see how this week goes.
Yeah, I wondered about that, because really what it gets down to is if our policy is to support Israel and help defend Israel in the event that they're attacked, it puts you in a bit of a pickle, because you've got forces over there. They're getting fired on from Hamas. They're getting fired on from the Houthis, who are all proxies for Iran, and now Iran's firing missiles at them.
Well, to the extent that I agree with you, all of our allies expect our support if they're attacked. But in this example this week, it was Israel that did the attacking first. So when that happens, you have to really assess whether to what extent did Israel do something on their own that they shouldn't have done. It's not so clear cut. Clearly, if Iran had bombed Israel first in an unprovoked way, then the role of an ally would be clear. But in this circumstance, you know, we started out, my understanding, well, certainly the press covered it the first go round, is, oh my gosh, they're days away from having a nuclear bomb. And Netanyahu himself this weekend in one of the talk shows said that they're probably within a year of having a bomb. So we've gone from the emergency code red, got to get rid of this bomb, to, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we changed the regime? So that's a different animal. And again, there's a lot to be learned, I think, in these next 3 or 4 days. And if we come back this time next week and we're bombing Iran, yes, I think that a lot of Trump supporters will be disappointed that we've found ourselves in the midst of what could be an ongoing affair.
Yeah. John Lamping, appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Take care, Mark.
Absolutely. Yeah. John discusses the quandary very well there. I agree that a lot of people me included, don't want to get involved in any more of these foreign wars. And it strikes me as pretty clear that the majority of people who are supporting continuing to send all of the aid and resources to Ukraine is because that money got funneled straight back to the suburbs of Washington, D.C., to the military-industrial complex. There's no doubt about that, that a lot of people in D.C. supported that for that reason, because they were enriching themselves on it, which is a separate issue as to whether or not we want Ukraine to win in that situation, because most people do. But you also have to understand that you get in dangerous waters there when you risk putting American troops on the ground anywhere, and that's the concern with a broader war in the Middle East. So we'll see what happens. If there's any progress this morning, I still have faith that Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing here, and I'm not quite ready to claim, like Tucker Carlson, that he's about to kill potentially America and the MAGA movement and lose his base over this. I don't know that that's going to happen. We shall see. Coming up, Sue Thomas is going to help me out with in other news right after the top of the hour. Next hour, we're going to talk to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. We'll get back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.